quick roundup on the last ball game. The players fought hard, and then we were in range there, in pretty good shape. And then we gave them the ball and gave them the ball and gave them the ball and gave them the ball probably one more time. And so going into this ball game now, it's very simple. And we don't blink. We understand. We've been through quite a little bit as far as personnel. We don't blink. We're going to be, you know, mentally bold and aggressive. Done. Now, we've got certainly a challenge. This team is all over the place. They love to be disruptive. They do an excellent job in many areas. We've got a good game plan. Don't quite know who's going to be at certain spots quite yet, but we'll make those decisions as we go. We'll open up to questions.
A lot's made about Nick's the deep balls he throws. How much of that is arm strength? How much of that is accuracy, mechanical stuff?
Yeah, doggone it. He's got plenty of arm now. He's got a pretty big arm. Yeah, in fact, the interception, there were several things wrong with that one. And many of these plays, and sometimes you don't see some of these plays from afar, but it's a simple matter of five more reps in practice, and then we'll have it down. Certainly trying to do quite a little bit with them. And maybe a little too much at times. You know, he didn't have – with that particular footwork and these type of things, he hasn't had quite enough of that to call that play like that. So,
make, though, in this
– Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's made it before. You know, you go back to Tampa, you know, and he's emphasizing that, and he's working on that. He threw one just beautifully out of bounds. You've got to throw the ball vertically, keep him in bounds. And on go route, we just simply don't ever underthrow a go route. And it's just that simple. And he's learned the hard way there. And then there's a couple others that he's had. So he's emphasizing that part of his game.
Nick said in an interview that it kind of bothered him. It's only human nature when other guys get drafted at that same position ahead of you as a competitor. Do you think Foles has what it takes to be up there with the RG3 and the Andrew Luck types?
Well, I know this, that Nick's got an opportunity here to develop. And I know this, that he's got an opportunity to be very good. And then, and with my experiences, I've coached a lot of great ones. The difference between really good and great is up to that individual player and almost unknown until you get them in league games for over a period of time. With and at the quarterback spot with a pretty good special teams, defense, offense, running game, those type of things. You've got to be around him to get a real good evaluation on him.
How long have you been around, like you say, a ton of quarterbacks, a lot of good ones?
Well, yeah, I know more than most from afar because we're in the building together every day. And I will say this, he's built the right way. He's got some great qualities and great strengths, yeah.
Mark, do you work at all with the quarterback's motion, or do you get away from tinkering with what a quarterback does naturally?
We could have an all-day, maybe two-day discussion on that because there's a lot of interesting points with a motion. And I do know this. You don't ever change it. Now, you can develop it to become a little better, a little quicker, a little higher, a little, but you don't change it. That's natural. They've had that since they were a little kid. And so, you can work on certainly the quickness of a particular man. And we do that even with a quick delivery guy. Do that, drills for that. And yeah. So you do it that way rather than changing a motion. Like some have tried to do in the past. It's not going to work. That you know, and I'm talking in general. You know, but certainly a delivery, you work, and every delivery is different. Every man's different the way he throws the ball. So, but certainly you work on getting a delivery quicker or higher or carry the ball, all those things you do certainly work on.
Kind of an across-the-board measure for any quarterback that you work with on where they should be after X number of games?
No, because everybody's different as far as a quarterback, and they'll progress at different rates. And it's just as if some will be seamless on their transition from high school to college and college into the NFL. Some of it may take a couple years. There's been others where it's taken more than that to develop into and one of the top quarterbacks. See, so it happens every different draft slot. The great quarterbacks come from every different background. Every different there's been some that have gone to other leagues and played and then come back into the NFL and had excellent careers. So it happens differently with each individual man.
With Nick after six games, I mean, what do you think you know about him?
Oh, I'm excited about Nick. He's, we just discussed, he's got some excellent qualities. He's built the right way. There are several things that he needs to work on, like any young quarterback. And we'll see how he continues to progress.
What's your general sense, not asking you to be too specific, about how McCoy might be able to be used this week if he is indeed available to you?
Yeah, well, we'll see if he's available. He is practicing. He'll if he's available, he'll start. And now, towards the end of the week, and these decisions aren't quite made till a little bit later after the week of practice, if we're going to put a play, specific play, number of plays on him, if we're going to roll them in a series or roll them with different personnel groups, that'll be made as the week comes to an end there. But I know this. I'm highlighting him as far as some decisions here because he hasn't played in quite some time.
Like the pitch count kind of thing.
There's a possibility of that, yeah.
Assuming he is healthy, there's only two games left, so maybe that doesn't come into play, but yeah, how do you strike a balance when you have the two backs? Though? I mean, you know.
Many times before, yeah.
I haven't really been in that situation too much, you know, in the last few years since you had those two.
But, you know. Well, we just talked about it. You could roll them by series. You can roll them by personnel groups. You can roll them by specific plays. And so there's all different ways that you can, and it'll be different every game. Because any way you do it, there may be a few more plays for one of the backs, and then the next game it might be a few more plays with other, depending on what personnel or the specific plays that are called.
Do you continue to work on Bryce Brown's ball security, or can you get to the point where it actually makes him tentative?
Well, yeah, overemphasizing it. We're not there. I am, and the rest of the coaches are emphasizing the ball security to the point of ridiculousness right here. It's just that simple. That's where we're at. I did think we had it taken care of there. I believe we had one in two games. Now that one was critical. And then in the second half of the last game, and really the second play of the game. No, we're not there yet. We're really emphasizing that. And I will tell you this, make sure I'm clear, that there's nothing that's emphasized more than that on a daily basis in general here anyway. So that's our mentality, is to keep emphasizing and drilling it.
Obviously the fan base is upset the way things have gone this season. If this happens to be Andy Reid's last game at the Link, what kind of ovation as his friend and his longtime colleague would you like to see for Andy as he walks off the field?
Well, I'm not getting into hypotheticals. However, I do think it'll probably be an emotional game for many of the fans. I would suspect most of them. Andy's got, Hall of Fame numbers. And really the only thing we haven't done here, and he hasn't done here, is win a Super Bowl. He's been to one and been to, I believe, five NFC championships, and so he had a heck of a run. I would expect it to be emotional. Other than that, it's hypothetical.
The ball security goes, you had Michael, weeks ago carrying the ball around with him. Do you do the same thing with Bryce? I mean, how do you work that out?
Oh yeah, we've got every drill known that Ted and Deuce is part of that have been drilling all of the backs and really all of the receivers and all the returners and all the tight ends. The quarterbacks certainly have specific drills for ball security. So emphasize and drill it. And then look, we have our players. I've said this before. Our players are proud men. They don't want to put the ball on the ground. Typically, they'll take care of it. They'll get the thing squared away, and I'm certainly still looking for that.
On the fumbled exchange and on the shovel pass, it seemed Bryce's eyes were preparing for the hit. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing the fumbling starting to affect?
Well, a young receiver, tight end, running back, in many cases are running before they catch, all those things. The shovel was not done the right way at a couple of different spots, and that's the biggest part of it. And you know, the way we teach to catch the football and all those things wasn't there as well. So still mad about that because it wasn't done right from the beginning, and then we have a false start down there on the goal line. You know, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And we've got to get those things done the right way.
The fumbling in his head to the point that it's affecting the way he runs, where he's running?
Oh, I don't think so. You can't worry about that because you've got to have possession of the ball after every play. That's what this game's about, is having possession of the football after every play. And so I don't care about those other things right now. He's got to take care of the football.
About the new tight end, is there a chance?
Yeah.
What do you know about him, and will he be a part of the game plan this week?
Well, you know, he's out of Stanford, you know, high school down there in Southern California, and his recent past was, you know, Cleveland and Seattle, and he doesn't know much of our terminology. He's a big man that can run and catch, and so sign him up and get him going. You know, that's a situation where it's done. You know, if he can help us, we'll utilize him.
Do you think Michael Vick still has what it takes?
Absolutely. No question in my mind. Yep. All right.